T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know I've been thinking about it, and you probably have too. High health care costs, what's to come for the next year, and how do we make sure to take advantage of everything at our disposal to, you know, not pay as much out of pocket as we possibly could? We've got Cindy George with us. She's a personal finance expert here to talk about it. Cindy, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And what are a few simple steps that Americans can take to reduce our out-of-pocket costs for healthcare?
Absolutely. The first thing you need to do is ask questions up front. Before anything gets started, ask about your deductible. Ask about whether the care will be in network, which can save you thousands of dollars. Ask if you need prior authorization if you're getting a medical procedure. Because if you do and you don't get it, your insurance company might not cover the cost of that care. And so absolutely ask questions up front of your physician, the hospital. The second thing you need to do is try to enroll in insurance if you can. Having insurance can save you thousands of dollars. And of course, we at GoodRx really encourage you to price shop for medications. Many people don't know that the same prescription can have a vastly different price at two different pharmacies on the same street.
Now, what are some of the most common mistakes that people make in managing those healthcare finances?
Well, we're at the beginning of the year, so having a plan is really important. At the beginning of the year, you may have a different premium, the monthly cost for your insurance. You may have a different deductible, and of course, your deductible has reset at the beginning of the year. Your copay, your coinsurance, when you access care, may be different at the beginning of the year. So make a plan, look forward to the types of care that you and your family members may need, execute that plan with cost in mind. Absolutely ask questions, as I mentioned before. You want to price shop for your medications, and you absolutely want to make sure that if you have insurance, that you're seeking care from providers in your network.
Now, you mentioned, having insurance. What should Americans do if we don't have employer-sponsored health insurance?
Absolutely. You have options. That's the first thing to know. If you're a senior, you need to explore Medicare. If you're a person with a low income, you should apply for Medicaid. In many states, Medicaid has been expanded, and people aren't aware that they can qualify and enroll in Medicaid in their state. Another option is certainly the Affordable Care Act marketplace, where you can enroll in insurance with a premium subsidy for many people. And of course, if all of those options aren't for you or you can't enroll, there are safety net hospitals and clinics, places called federally qualified health centers that provide care on a sliding scale, and even rural health centers in many areas of the country.
What about planning for, those accidents and sudden illnesses? Those are things that we hope absolutely never happen to us, right? But that's the worst case scenario that I would guess if you plan ahead, maybe you can be in a better spot.
Exactly. And the first thing you should probably know is that a new federal law called the No Surprises Act make surprise medical billing a thing of the past for many people, especially in emergency situations. But once you've had an emergency, you're going to have hospital bills. You're going to have a physician bill. The first thing you should do is make sure those bills are accurate, and then make sure there aren't any double billings. Of course, you want to then go and try to negotiate some of those bills. The other thing you want to do going forward is making sure that you're not incurring more costs than you need to. So certainly making sure going forward you have in-network providers, and of course, price shopping for medications, because a lot of times after there's an accident, there are definitely medications prescribed, and you want to go to GoodRx.com to get the very best price in your area. GoodRx.com is a place to save, but it's also a place to find information. And so we have a robust consumer health library from trusted physicians, pharmacists, and healthcare experts that you can access at GoodRx.com/health. And our site is available online and on the app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.